she understands what
Love Talk Radio.
Wait a minute. We're not going to do that. We're going to play from the beginning.
Freaking party. Yes, I will.
What's up, everybody? As I seem like we forgot again to set it up to 2 hours, so we apologize that this show is going to end up being 30 minutes long. So what we're going to do right quick, I'm going to play another song, although I know I can't change it, and trying to get all the links set up so y'all to watch the show, because we are on Ustream, and I am going to pull out the link right now, so check us out, and let me just play another song.
Your favorite queen.
Okay, and we're back. As I'm posting up links to either listen to the show or been on Ustream, say hi to the people.
You.
No, y'all can't get that out of y'all mind, but. Of course, you must have shared the wealth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she shared the wealth.
Are
we going to apologize because we're only. Yeah, it's going to be a half hour show because it wasn't set up as it's supposed to be. So. That's how it's going to be. So. I'm just trying to get a. Results, if I can find them, of Too Many Sacrifice. Oh, there we go. And once again, like I said, I apologize. We only have a half hour show, so all the stuff that we're supposed to add in, we're going to try to. Thank you. We're going to try to add in a half an hour, so be fair with us. And within like the next. With the 10-minute hour of the, well, I say 10-minute hour for it. Well, we got 10 minutes left on here. We're going to take calls, so just be waiting for that in 10 minutes. But anyways, let's get to the pay-per-view result.
Who cares about TNA?
Who cares about Jeff Hardy?
Not point.
Also, so, actually... Tag Team Championship match, the Brawl Men versus the Wolves. And that didn't make that much of a difference because the Wolves are the new Tag Team Champions for the second time. But it's, which is kind of weird, but what more can you do? Let's see. Samuel Shaw versus Mr. Anderson. I think I like that segment that happened this past week. I guess claim that he just they were blah blah blah. It was well, Mr. Anderson in the match. Let's see what else. Like I said, because I'm streaming. Also trying to read the results at the same time, so just bear with me. My laptop is gonna be doing double duty.
Double duty? Ew, what in your pants?
Only you would come up with something like that.
You said double duty.
What an icon.
How nice for you.
She said how nice for you.
How nice for you?
I mean, get your iPhone. Better see somebody would trade you from Virgin Mobile or something.
So disgusting.
Oh my God, gave him an idea.
No, you're not trading that phone for an iPhone.
Why?
Because I said so.
Why?
Because I said so.
Mommy.
Don't mommy me. Go to bed.
Well, like I said, guys, I apologize for...
I apologize for me.
I'm doing double duty on here.
You're doing double duties again?
Next thing you know, we're going to talk about Hero's Duty.
No, double duties. Robert Bed, please. We'll talk about it tomorrow, Bed.
Thank you,
Amy. I didn't think he would actually go for it.
Did you tell him that he could pay this phone for a pair of shoes? Well, he kindly would.
I can't afford to live.
No, you need your mother to care for you to live.
Yes.
Get the heck out of here. Go
I was about to say, you still will have life without a phone.
Sorry.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Does my generation have to deal with without a cell phone? Yes, I ain't had a cell phone until senior year.
Yeah, but back then was different. That's part.
Well, they did, but they was like all big and so.
Can you imagine me going with a flipping suitcase myself?
Yeah, that is big. Just some phones in the '80s, early '90s. Guess what I'm calling you on a mountain with my phone. Rough Star Spub and Ethan Carter III versus Willow and Kurt Angle. Go ahead and clap because I know you want to. Put Kurt Angle and Willow, aka Jeff Hardy, won.
Not my Jeff Hardy, but on my TNA. I'm taking something that could be good and they steal up.
And they still got 6 more months. Next division champion, that's Sierra Uno. Sonata is still champion. So, and before we keep on going, I do want to mention they just announced that the pre-sale tickets of Survivor Series is on sale right now. If you go into the Ticketmaster or whatever ticket site that they have, the password is Survivor.
The password is Bangley Balls.
How do you get Survivor Series out of Bangley Balls?
Be very surprised.
I think I'm already surprised.
It's the firm's national anthem. Survivor Series.
And that was Survivor, huh?
Well, if you make it to the end of the show of Survivor, then you wouldn't be part of the Survivor Series.
Okay, but, anyways.
He's stealing my pens again.
No, it was right there.
No, that means she's just pooed.
What, did she just wipe her feet?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I swear I'm going to... That's a preemptive one.
Man, oh, man, oh, man. Like I said, we're going to be taking calls in 5 minutes, so just bear with me, people. Which, in other words, she did. The I Quit Mess, James Storm versus... And her, it was a brutal match, and Gunner did win that match, making James Storm say, I quit. And I just wish I would have just, I forgot about this. Like, when it was, like, a little after 7, I just thought about, like, sacrifice his own. But then again, it ain't like I had the money to get it anyway, so.
I would say, watch it on the TNA Network, but they don't have one.
Knockouts Championship match, Madison Rayne versus Angelina Love. Let me see. The referee was distracted by the bit on the apron. Sprays hairspray on the champ's eye. Angelina with the rubber from behind with a handful of tights. Would have loved to see that angle and wins the Knockouts Championship. So Angelina Love is the new Knockouts Champion. Okay. Let's see what else. Billy Ray versus Bobby Roode. I did hear there's a she was described. Oh no, she was disguised as a cameraman. Had like the mustache and beard and all that. Then she took it off and revealed herself and. So she helped Bobby Roode win the match.
She wasn't really disguised as anything. She went in as herself and then unveiled herself as a supposed female.
You hate her that much, don't you?
I detest the woman.
Why?
Because I can. Because I think she's screwed up TNA. I think she's made her egos right in checks that her writers can't cash.
That's a good way to say it. Eric Young and Madness, the rematch from go. Eric Young is still the champion. So that was it for 10 Day Sacrifice. So, like I said, I had some views on it. Some people, well, I say most of y'all say it was a good pay-per-view. And there's a few of y'all that said y'all didn't like it, so
Mindy.
Not a big deal. But anyways.
Play a song and take some
calls. Okay, I will play a song, and after that we are going to take some calls. So let's see. Make it move. Popped out of nowhere. So we can just talk about what happened. It was taking like over a half an hour ago. So let me get this person out of the room. Cheaters.
Yeah, I'm watching somebody get his ass beat. Bastard. Sick bastard. Oh, man. What is wrong with people in these relationships, dude? I don't get it.
That's just some people.
Well, and it's his best friend,
like
too.
Well, something like this. Like, if one girl don't do what he wants, he'll find somebody else that will, but he wants to keep. How's a man think when it comes to cheating with another father?
So, Well, anyway, on to business.
Right, right, right. What did you think of tonight's Monday Night Raw?
Well, I thought it was wild, to be to say the least.
Yeah,
I mean,
oh, go ahead.
I mean, from everything from Kane coming back, which everybody had been begging their asses off for, which I'm sure, which I've been saying for a long time, that he could go back to that anytime he wanted to. All he had to do was simply just beat the shit out of a babyface and beat the shit out of him really badly,
mm-hmm.
which he did last week. And now they're in that sit up there with their lotion in their hand on their nuts, and they're just snapping away.
Yeah, you can say that again.
And on top of that, what we've seen at the beginning of the show, I mean, this whole thing was pretty much a smart mark porno tonight.
It was.
Like, explain your opinion on that, what you just said. It was a smart mark porn.
Smart mark porn. Watching John Cena get humiliated out there, intimidatingly humiliated, if that is a real word, is like watching, is for them, it's like watching a sex tape with Mariah Carey and
Beyonce.
And Beyonce making out, girl on girl.
Well, I thought you were going to say Mariah Carey and Nick Cannon, but...
If no one wants to see Nick Cannon do anything, let's be perfectly honest.
And both of them are squirting, or Mariah Carey and Shakira, and both of them are just squirting all over each other while eating each other out. And they're sitting in their little chairs just bapping off to it. That's what that was tonight. It was like, John Cena is getting humiliated. Oh my gosh, I'm gonna come. I mean Cena, he basically put Wyatt over tonight. He put everybody over tonight. They went as far as to go and get little kids to go out there and sing that song to put this whole angle
right.
over.
He got the whole world.
There's one to shoot you.
In his pants.
He's got the whole world in his pants. See, Hazel can sing that to you from now on. You've got the whole world in your pants. You've got the whole world in your pants. Okay, anyway, I know this is not an episode of Love Connection, so anyway.
What do you think about the Shield? Also, what Ric Flair did is backing up the Shield and backing up Evolution.
I thought the first thing I thought to myself was, well, what you guys think? Ric Flair was going to turn heel? That's the first thing I thought. That's just the first thing I was thinking was Ric Flair, I don't think at this point in his career, people have told me that he cannot turn heel. He's too loved and he's too respected. So
right.
if he went out there and did little things to try to get the people to hate him, they would do nothing but cheer it. They would sap off to it. And they would just go, woo, 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 woo. See, Ric Flair is not, you know, Ric Flair, you know, the character no more. He's pretty much known as Ric Flair, the multiple-time world champion, the Hall of Famer who made a name for himself in professional wrestling and helped put the business on the map. He's not known as the character no more. So he can't go out there and do little things like he used to try to get, you know, a bad reaction out of the fans because all they're going to do is cheer it.
Right.
I mean, me, I would try to give him some heat, but at the same time, I would probably feel weird doing so. I'd probably stand there like, boo, this doesn't feel right, boo, don't hit me, I'm trying, boo, Flair, I can't do it, boo.
But I think that was a good move on their part, decided not to go that route. Either way they would have went with it, I wouldn't have cared, but I can understand why they decided to go that route.
Yeah, I mean, Ric Flair doesn't really have anything else to prove, does he?
No, not really.
What more does he need to do? I mean, not to mention, I'm sure the internet was like, what? No heel turn? And I'm like, did you guys actually think he was going to go out there and turn heel?
Right.
I mean, Ric Flair, he's at a point right now where he doesn't really want, he's finally at the point right now where he doesn't want to get in the ring no more. I mean, with the way his career is going right now, he should probably just stay out of the ring and just do what he does. I mean, I said last week when people were saying, bring in Ric Flair. And the whole reason I was saying no is because, you know, they were thinking to themselves, they probably wanted to get him to get in the ring or something. And I'm like, no, that can't happen. And they're saying, and somebody says, well, bring him in to be a part of Evolution. And I'm like, they can bring him in to be a part of, you know, Evolution and maybe be a speaker or something like that. But
yeah, like or a manager role.
Yeah, but he can't get in the ring. You know, he I think that part of his career is pretty much over.
Yeah, I agree.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I like the way that he just, like, straight up just endorsed the Shield, but, you know, didn't
shit on his old buddy.
Hug Evolution, but shake hands with the Shield and just left.
He just stood there and he was like, yeah, the Shield. Okay, I'm out of here.
Exactly. I thought he was going to say a little bit more than that, but he didn't.
Okay, I'm out of here. I've done what I need to do. I've done what they wanted me to do. I'm out of here. Let me go get my paycheck and get the fuck out of here. Shit, I'm tired. I'm going home. I'm going home to get laid. I'm going home to be the nature boy. Oh, what you think? A 60-year-old man can't get it up? Oh, what you think? A 60-year-old man can't get it up? I can still get it up, baby.
Well, you know the funny thing is, somebody like outside the place today was just saying woo, and I did it right back. Like I just couldn't pass that up.
Sometimes you have to woo.
And St. Louis is it's not a bad city for professional wrestling. You know, it's actually, you know, one of the decent cities where they, you know, always have a decent amount of, they always sell a decent amount of tickets each time they go to that building. And, of course, as you just announced earlier, Survivor Series will be right back in that very same building in November.
Yep, I will be.
And I've always liked Scott Trade Center. It's a great place, you know, great, you know, little venue. The overall capacity of it is incredible.
Yeah, I think they had, like, nearly all four, well, except for WrestleMania, but they did have, like, at least three out of the four pay-per-views so far.
Yeah.
I think they're due for WrestleMania.
Well, WrestleMania is not going to be held in arenas no more. It's going to be held in stadiums from now on. Like, no, dude. Good Raw, fuck the IWC, never happy bitches. Dude, I think I got it. You don't need to constantly come on my status saying, fuck the IWC, these fuckers are never happy, this fucking this, and these motherfuckers this. I get it. Okay?
Wait. What happened?
Oh, man, just one of my other, well, he's probably gone. I can't even remember the dude's name. He just pops on my statuses and shit, just saying, motherfucker, fuck the IWC. And I'm like, dude, I get it. You don't like the IWC either. But it's like you overblow it more than I do. I mean, if anybody is as good as overblowing it, good at overblowing it and good at bashing the IWC, it would be me. The only person better than me that bashes the IWC is good mic work.
Right. I need to catch up on some of his shows.
I mean, gosh. I mean, back to Bray Wyatt and John Cena's whole thing tonight. I mean, how can people say Cena puts nobody over?
Right.
Firstly, putting somebody over doesn't necessarily have to be pinning them in the middle of the ring, 1, 2, 3. It can be what we saw tonight. It can just simply be you're playing the victimized character, and they're coming out there and they're being the antagonist for you to play off of. And Bray Wyatt is supposed to be an antagonist anyway, you dummies. I mean, what do you notice that Bray Wyatt is doing right now with this whole angle and the whole, he's got the whole world in his hands, and the stuff he's saying. You know what, you see what they're doing, right?
Right.
They're working the IWC again. They're working the smart fans.
Yeah, a lot of them were clapping tonight, so I did hear that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and they say, like, oh, we're smart. WWE can't work us. Sing it with me, children.
Oh, yes, they can.
He's got the whole world. I'll sing it, too. In his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands. Hey, guess what, dummy? You're being worked. No, I'm not. He's got the whole world. Then why are you singing? I just like Bray Wyatt. Yeah, whatever.
Otherwise, they won't be that person.
I mean,
that was like,
you know what the WWE lyrics are for that song?
What's that?
He's got the smarts masturbating in their hands. He's got the smarts masturbating in their hands.
You've got your little bitty dick. In your hand, you got your little bitty dick. In your hand, you got your little bitty dick. In your hand, and you're fapping as fast as you can to Bray Wyatt's song.
I'm saying that they can flap to this.
See, the WWE, they're smart. They're smart. You think
to Wade Barrett with their hands. The girls are masturbating to Wade Barrett. With their hands, the girls are masturbating to Wade Barrett.
Speaking of three girls.
With their hands. And rubbing their booties with their hands.
Four words from her tonight. Four words. And they were these. Get out, you bitch.
That was just priceless.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's like so not PG.
How many jokes do you get? Tell your boss she's a bitch.
If I can get away with it, I would.
You call me a
get
bitch.
Get out, you bitch.
Not you. No one calls you a bitch.
But you thought it, didn't you?
No.
Liar.
Anyways.
Man, that was like so not PG. I mean, I know the internet is blowing up right now and people are saying that wasn't PG. Wrong. Go. If people actually... my older sister was saying that was not PG. I'm like, there's a lot that you can get away with PG. I'm like, she's like, no, that was more PG-13. I'm like, go look up the definition of the word PG. She's like, no, you go look it up. I already looked it up. You go look it up.
So you're trying to make a case about it, I bet.
PG means parental guidance. It could involve strong language and violence. And it's just down to parents to decide whether their kids watch it.
Mm-hmm.
I told her that. I was like, PG stands for parental guidance. It's not, the WWE is not supposed to be Barney and Elmo, if that's what you're thinking. It's not supposed to be Teletubbies. It's not supposed to be Dora the Explorer. It's not supposed to be Sesame Street. It's not supposed to be, what else? Allegra at the window, all that shit.
You can't even, but be careful, Chris, because you can't say it's not supposed to be the Muppets, because the Muppets were on Monday Night Raw.
Uh-huh.
So it's the Muppet show. They can be on there. Sorry.
So who else wants to tell me that wasn't PG? As a matter of fact, I think we heard not only bitch, but we also heard something else tonight, too.
Yeah, was
that we heard ass from Cena again.
Yep.
For the second time in 2 months. Actually, the second time in a month.
Right.
He's talking about stuffing his foot in Bray Wyatt's ass.
Right, exactly. And it's like, at least they can break some of the barriers. They can get away with some things when it comes to PG. And like you said, people just don't understand that. I think they just miss, you know, jacking off to Sable. Or miss.
Yeah, they missed what I watched last night when I watched SmackDown stream and the cat came out and started getting naked and the right sensor came out and covered her ass up.
Oh, yeah.
Courtesy of the WWE Network.
Well, that pay-per-view was funny.
Man. I keep saying, if you guys want to see anything that you miss, like the blood, the guts, the tits, and ass, they have this thing called the WWE Network that's out right now. And if you don't know what it is, let me tell you what it is. It's the WWE's very first 24/7 video live professional wrestling stream, and also on demand stream. You don't know how to get it? Okay, I'll tell you how to get it. What you do is you take your credit card and you go on the website and you click. You see that thing in the corner that on the top right-hand corner that says WWE Network? See, you go and you click that, you know what I'm saying? And you enter your fucking information, like your street address, your name, your first name, your maiden name, your card information, all this stuff, your phone number, all that good stuff. And you submit that. And boom, you can watch the WWE Network. All you gotta do is pay $10 up front. Boom, you got access. You can watch things like Over the Limit 1998. You can watch No Way Out 2001. You can watch all the WrestleManias. You can watch every live pay per view that happens each month, along with all the pay per views that have ever happened in history, including pay per views from ECW and WCW. You can also watch stuff from World Class Championship Wrestling. You can watch stuff from the old ECW. And you can also watch none other than your favorite thing, your tits and ass. Except that one part where it was on Capital Carnage 1998 where Jacqueline Moore got her shirt ripped off and exposed her big black fun bag for the world.
That's what I call them now?
Those fun bags had the entire UK jumping up and down for joy.
I bet they did.
Leave us UK before.
I can imagine people's reactions in that arena when her boobs got pulled out. Bloody hell.
As I was pointing out to AJ, okay, in the UK, breasts aren't as a bigger deal as they are over here. We have newspapers called The Sun, The Daily Mirror, and The Star that have page 3 pinup girls that when you open the newspaper, on page 3, there is a topless woman there. It's no big deal. It really isn't.
Yay, the pastry girl.
But
yeah, that's a couple of them, sure.
Guys, like, do you think they will ever do something like that in the U.S.? Or, just for example, let's just say WWE decided to work with Playboy again, and they come out with a magazine or whatever, like something like that. You're going to have all them dudes just be, like, crazy.
Well, I don't think they can do that anymore. I mean, while the WWE might be, you know, PG and parental and does stand for parental guidance, you got to also remember that they do have a core demographic, which is little kids.
Right.
So they can't really go that far anymore. It'd be nice if they don't go that far. I mean, shit, because I'm old enough to read Playboy now. But, fuck it. Who cares? If I want to see tits and ass, I can just go on the internet.
Well, I'm just saying, you're going to have, like, guys, like, if that magazine ever comes out, they're like, ooh, look at the ass on Paige. Ooh, AJ's boobs.
Oh,
they
my God.
Jerking off
your boobs? Oh, bless him, AJ.
God, man, Paige, I would so, the things I would do to that girl, that British British work of art. I swear, Miss Page, do you fancy a quick bite over at the restaurant? I can speak in British too.
Mm-hmm.
And then we walk away. I just take her away from the arena and say, okay, we'll be back in a little while, guys. Hey, Paige, let me tell you this. I got to tell you this thing here. Really? Guys, we'll be right back. No, I'll be back for the show in time. We come out the fucking restaurant about an hour later, and her hair is all messed up. and I'm trying to get my clothes back together. Like, what you guys do in that bathroom? Oh, we just talked. We just talked about wrestling, and then we signed some autographs. Chris, why is your belt undone? Oh, she was holding my belt.
Sure.
That's all I'm doing. I mean, and why is Paige's face full of jizz? That's not jizz. That's soap from the sink. She was trying to wash her face.
Oh god, that's pretty funny.
God, I'm so graphic.
There's a picture on here that said ECW on the WWE Network. They had Chris Benoit and CM Punk, but they got CM Punk's face blurred out.
Oh, that's gonna piss everybody off. Awesome.
Like, wow. But who knows? Somebody made it with that or what? But I just thought.
Well, let me go ahead and say something about this whole CM Punk situation. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if CM Punk is going, if he's staying. I don't know. All I know is I hope he's okay. I hope he is living. If he's hurt, I hope he's recovering nicely. If he's sick, he's lost somebody, I hope he's fine. I don't know what to think of the whole CM Punk situation anymore, and honestly, I think it's time to just move on and just let CM Punk mind his own business. Because at the end of the day, it's his business, not ours. I'm sure he has valid reasons for why he did what he did. Not necessarily saying it was right, because it wasn't necessarily the right thing to do, and he probably could have gone about it a little better.
Right.
But at the same time, what do we know? You know what I mean?
But I guess it's also like one of those things too with oh god, people complain about if they say it's uncut, uncensored with the network, some people are gonna be still complaining then. Especially now with Dish Network and DirecTV is not going to show any of the WWE pay-per-views. Especially there's like bars and clubs around here that shows it through DirecTV. And I know the people that are going to try to watch them on Sunday are going to go there and be like, oh yeah, we're going to watch the pay-per-view. They're going to be just won't be able to see it.
Oh yeah, because you guys have the WWE Network, don't you?
Yep.
I mean, this whole WWE Network concept is not going to stay the same. It's going to get bigger and bigger because they already know that they got tons and tons of plans for it, and they've got a ton of shows in mind to add to it. So it's only going to get better from here.
Right.
All you got to do is pay you $10 a month, and boom, you have access to all of it. Do I need to explain how to download?
Yep.
Do I have to explain it again to all the internet marks out there and the PG haters and all that, how you download WWE Network? Of course.
I think they know.
Yeah, they better know.
About to say, they want to relive it again, know how to do it. They better watch that video that Kofi Kingston did or what the Bella Twins did.
I mean, Cena says ass, Bella says get out, you bitch. And then last week, Stephanie says bastard.
Is that enough for you guys?
Apparently not. They wanna hear something like what Cena said a couple years ago, talking about some "I'm Mr. Kung Pao Chicken, you just Miami Fried Chicken" shit.
Or something like that, yeah.
Or if you missed the ad to there so badly, there's a whole DVD packed with all that crap on it, so I suggest you go purchase it, because I did, and I'm happy. So, yeah.
Right.
I mean, they're literally, do you guys have the Attitude Era DVD?
Nope, not yet.
Well, I do. It is, I will say that Mick Foley did say when they were talking about the lows of the Attitude Era, that they were chasing away sponsors with everything that they did.
Right.
And they were getting letters from their network saying that they need to stop doing what they were doing because it was too much. And the Attitude Era was basically just about going out there, doing whatever, and going over and just getting over. And Mick said that Vince told them when the whole thing started that everybody was going to have to put a little bit more of themselves into the characters.
Right,
that's
exactly
the thing about what ended up, you know, almost getting them kicked off TV was the whole Val Venus, the choppy, the PP thing, Mae Young giving birth to a hand, the illusion of a sexual act taking place, stuff like that.
They just act like this is misogynistic. But it seems like the Smarks don't understand the business side of things. Yeah, it's just like, it's not just having, you know, the people be just being happy with the product. It's about, like, what you're trying to do to keep the product going. Because you can't just depend on fans just to carry the product.
You got to depend on sponsors, too.
Yep.
Because, like I said, with everything that they did, and when you have sponsors and you're doing things like that, sponsors don't want to be associated with anything like that.
Right, exactly.
Because it makes them look bad.
Yeah,
so,
especially like certain sponsors. I know there are certain sponsors is like whatever, but if you're trying to get them big sponsors like that goes toward family and kids. You know, they ain't going to want to touch that product.
Well, if I was a sponsor rapper, I wouldn't want to touch it either. So that's one of the reasons why the WWE went in the direction that they went in.
Exactly. Like, I understand both sides of it. Like, I can understand why people missed the Attitude Era and stuff, and I understand why WWE did what it did. But it's like, since they started going to PG, I had no complaints either way. It was like, there's still going to be some action going on, and of course they're going to be talking crazy and stuff. That's still going to be there.
Yeah.
It's not changed. It's just they have to tone it down a bit.
If you ask me, the stuff that makes up their product now never really left. They just have to tone down, like you said, a lot of things.
Right.
Besides.
It's just like they just tone it down a bit. So it ain't like it's anything major that they... God, it's everything. It's the PG. Like,
and the atmosphere was never supposed to last forever.
Right, I kind of feel like that stuff that's going on wasn't going to last forever. But
And after talking to everybody that educates me on how the wrestling business works, they tell me that Vince never really liked the idea of parting away from the family-friendly product that professional wrestling is known for.
Yeah, exactly.
The Attitude Era was just something that was supposed to be temporary to help them outlast WCW.
Yep.
And at that time... they were getting their asses kicked in the ratings. I mean, the Attitude Era, you know, really explains it at the beginning. So it just came to a point where Vince was like, you know what? Because, you know, they had already had DX. and DX going out there doing all that over the top shit. So DX was one of the people that pretty much started it. So when DX first started everything, Vince was finally just went to everybody and was like, you know what? Go out there, do whatever, and get over. And that's what everybody did. And it was a hot time, but there was a lot of crap that came with it. Oh, and here's something else that was really nasty. Sweet Jesus, you got a penis. Yes. Mark Henry making love to a tranny.
Mm.
That was gross. That's just revolting. And then
Humiliation that they've been through with like doing something like that, and like he's still there, and like look what they rewarded him with, a world championship.
And that wasn't enough. This didn't happen during the Attitude Era, but you remember the whole Katie Vick thing?
Yeah,
I screwed your brains out.
Yeah.
That was Vince Russo type shit right there.
Oh, you think?
Oh my gosh. Vince Russo was the. JBL will also tell everybody on the DVD that it was his original idea to have the hardcore division. And it was his original idea to have, JBL. It was his original idea to have the hardcore division. And when Vince Russo looked at his idea, you want to know what he created?
What?
He created the Brawl for All. Another dumb concept.
Wasn't it like a pay-per-view too or something?
No, hell no, that guy. I mean, because you're putting all these guys in the ring who have no idea how to box. They're going in the ring. You're just putting them in gloves. You're putting them in the ring, and they're just basically just throwing random punches at each other, knocking the shit out of each other, knocking each other's teeth out, knocking each other's daylights in. I mean, if you go back and look at some of that Brawl for All footage, a lot of those guys do not know how to box. They just got in the ring and they just started going pow, hit you in the jaw, pow, just broke your nose, pow, just knocked your tooth out, pow, just dislocated your jaw. Yeah. So, say we got into the business tomorrow and they said, hey, guess what? You two are going to be in the Brawl for All. And you guys are going to box each other. I would look at you and be like,
wait, wasn't that on WrestleMania, what was it, 15?
Yeah, 15. That's when it culminated. I mean, if somebody stuck me in the ring with you and said, you guys are going to be in the Brawl for All, I would look at you and be like, oh boy, I'm gonna try not to knock your daylights out, okay?
Right.
Because JBL said they had so many people get hurt. So many people get hurt. That was a dumb idea. So I'm glad they pulled the plug on that.
I'm saying Brawlcore or the Hardcore title.
He wanted to create the hardcore division with the hardcore title. You know what I mean? That's basically what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
SummerSlam 2013. Looking back. Oh, pedigree. I'm Daniel Bryan. Ooh, Daniel Bryan's got buried.
But
yeah. Anyway,
look at him now.
That's where it all started, and look where he is.
Started from the bottom, now he's here.
Why is this guy running? You got caught with a girlfriend. You got caught with his girlfriend, you son of a bitch. Yeah, she's a whore.
Oh, man. But,
yeah, she's cute, though.
Like, they did mention, I think it's like 7 matches for this Sunday's pay-per-view. You saw what match they got for the pre-show, right?
What the hell is a WLC?
I guess little tables, ladders, and chairs or something.
Okay.
That's the only thing I can think of.
Good Lord, WWE, you're confusing the shit out of me. But, guess I'll just have to come home from work Sunday and see it.
Right, but with this feud with Hornswoggle El Torito, whatever, I'll get it right one day, but what do you think about the feud between them two? Do you think that's a good thing or a bad thing?
I think it's silly and entertaining at the same time. I don't think it's meant to be taken serious, even though WWE's trying to sort of play it off like they are in a serious feud. So I think it's more for laughs.
Well, kind of true, and it's like both of them are not like horrible in the ring or anything like that, but like I said, they probably just did it just for entertainment.
Yeah, I'm not really focused on being serious.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, man. The only Wisconsin wrestler in the business. Well, in WWE, I should say.
It'll work out.
Well, I'm trying to find what other matches to add. Well, of course, now they know Bad News versus the IC title. Evolution versus The Shield.
Oh, my gosh. If I ever go see a live event in Chicago, I'm going to shoot myself.
What are you talking about?
Okay, maybe I won't go shoot myself if I see a live event in Chicago. I'll probably shoot all those fans.
Yeah, I might be going to Payback down there in June.
For the second damn year, Chicago's getting Payback.
Which I think is kind of strange. Is like, normally they'll get something different. Like, every year, like a different pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was about to say, ain't never had no main, like, pay-per-views in a long time.
Well, Chicago just by itself is one of the main WWE's main cities.
Yeah. I think they still do offense too, I think.
They don't necessarily need to bring a WrestleMania there.
Okay, well, I think if they just tell you that Soldier Field, I would go and I'll get down there. Yeah, I will. I'll say that.
I have yet to travel to go to my birthday baby show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you will.
As much as I hate Clarice right now, I love her too much to let her go.
Probably more about the bus driver would take you from point A to point B when it comes to Chicago.
If
that's
fault, Clarice confesses she made her important mistake by indulging Jim Strickland. She says she simply disagrees with her
impulses. But then again, she's putting Barbara win anyway.
For his part, Sean Ockerman believes he did nothing.
Yeah, because my mom snapped on me when I went to Atlanta for WrestleMania 27.
Expect infidelity in your relationship.
Man.
You may contact.
Sorry, I'm eating something. Stuff in my face.
No, it's cool. I think I'm just going to end the show anyway. And for the people that view the show on Ustream, thank you very much for watching. If you want to see this episode on Ustream again, it will be on our YouTube page from the episode from Ustream. So, and also, check out our website, WrestleFansSpeakOut.Weebly.com. Don't forget about the other shows. They're all on there. You can check on the WFSO Radio Network page to look at what time the shows is and what artichokes is. And also, don't forget tomorrow, debut show of WFSO Smash Up. You get to hear theme songs either from WWE, ROH, ECW, WCW, TNA, and all that good stuff. All that mixed up.
If you know what's this
Oh, what's that?
Clint Yuba, if you know what's good for you and you don't want to get ass raped again, then don't call in.
Well, did he reply? Because I said, like, when you put that PG thing, I said, Clint Yuba needs to read this.
Yeah, he does. Dumbass.
But Wednesday... is Hazel runs her mouth, 9 p.m. Central Time, and who knows what she's going to talk about. Thursday is the Smart List with Chris and Rainey. Might as well say she's a regular host now.
Yeah, I'm the main event.
Okay, she's the opening act, and you're the main eventer, huh?
That's better.
That was a good
and
one.
With that being said, people, I'm going to get back to my episodes of Cheat Eaters and watch Cheat Eaters pay for their sins.
Yeah, over here it's going to be on within 25 minutes, so got to watch that.
Be careful.
I think they will, so y'all see, y'all can hear this man and Rainey this Thursday and every Thursday on the Smarts List, 10 p.m. Central Time. So, good night, Chris. And
go fuck yourself if you don't want to live.
And that, too. Peace out, man.
Later.
And don't forget, also, Friday is Tea with Hazel. 11 a.m. Central Time if the show ever happens, which it will. Even if I have to make sure of it. Saturday, I know Peter had some difficulties with the show last week. He only did like a half an hour due to, I guess, he got cut off. I don't know how, but he will do another show again this Saturday, and I know he got a whole bunch of guests lined up, as you heard from the very first show. So, just listen for that. And I apologize for not doing my show yesterday evening due to my back was in pain, and I just so relaxed, I just couldn't do it. So, the Archer Jones Show will happen most Sundays, but it's not going to happen this Sunday. This Sunday, right after the pay-per-view, we're going to do a special show on Extreme Rules after it happens. So watch out for that. And I know there's going to be more Ustream videos that's going to be coming up soon. So hopefully you guys check those out and also subscribe to our YouTube page. Like us on Facebook, Twitter, WFSO World, and on our group, Wrestling Fans Speak Out. We're over 1,000 members strong, and I think we're very close to being in the 1,500 mark. So, like we said, if we get to like every 500 members on that, we will do a contest. So hopefully you guys try to get some people in, get them to watch our shows, and like us and all that stuff. So, and of course, y'all heard me earlier with Evolution when we played that song. That was the very first beginning theme of WFSO Aftermath from the radio network. So, and plus more plans to talk about more, maybe about Penis Day, but like I said, June 2nd, we will talk about more about that, so watch out for that episode. TNA and Racing will be this Saturday, and I think there are a few more shows that's going to be going on as well in the Wisconsin and Illinois area, so Anyways, like I said, check the website, WrestlingFansSpeakOut.Weebly.com. Look for events, and all the information will be there. I know I got to update it. I'm going to do it tomorrow. And I'm in the show. With that being said, this is Artrell. I want to thank Chris for being on the show, being a guest, and Hazel for being my good tag team partner in this show. But anyways, good night, everybody, and I will see you guys tomorrow on WFSO Smash Ups.